As I pray now, I want your amen to be dynamic. And I want you to believe God for His touch upon your life. Jesus is here. His power is in this place. To save, to heal, and to deliver to the uttermost. I want you to believe that God is a God of signs and wonders. I want you to know that as far as God is concerned, the word impossibility does not exist in His dictionary. And as far as the Almighty is concerned, one word from His mouth, just one word, is what any problem needs to disappear. I want you also to understand that immediately God appears at your battlefront, that's the end of the battle. Because the Bible says, let God arise and let His enemies be scattered. And as somebody here this afternoon whose enemies are scattered completely in the name of Jesus, that person shout aloud, hallelujah, hallelujah. Raise up your two hands to the heavens.
Now, what I made it so clear
as you pray this prayer loud and clear,
it bad, right?
Every conspiracy against my body, in the heavens, in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy against my health in the heavens, scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let's have a seat. God bless you. As you take a pamphlet,
I will
go to our next study, which is healing of body problems in page number 15. Healing of body problems. Just as the introduction that we had received earlier this morning, that God is interested in healing us body, soul, and spirit. And that man is a spirit living in a body and having a soul. That body is like a container. Housing your soul and your spirit. If something goes wrong with that container, which is called body, the person will have a lot of trouble. That's why they call sicknesses disease. This is something. Let's look at our working scripture. Let's start with the powerful passage in Isaiah. Let's open our Bible to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53.
Isaiah iketa leni adota.
One of the most powerful passages in scripture. I want all of us to read it together. From verse 3 to verse 5.
Isaiah 53.
3 to 5. Are we there?
Chati Shi.
Are we ready?
Chati Murato.
Let's go. He's despised and rejected by a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And even as it were, faces of him, he was despised and was hidden down. Surely, he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Verse 5, I want you to now personalize it. Instead of our, you say ma. Are you ready? Isaiah 53 verse 5, let's go. But he was wounded for my transgressions, he was bruised for my iniquities, the chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes I am healed. Read it again, read it again. Amen.
Amen.
If you look straight at our outline, number one, look at it under Jesus suffering and your healing. He suffered excruciating pain in his body.
The
pierced his hands and feet. His body was cruelly lacerated. The back was ripped, mutilated and torn at the Roman whipping post. Was made to carry a heavy cross which weakened his entire frame. He experienced mocking and spitting. His special appearance was disfigured through the torsion. He was wounded in order to destroy the power of sickness. The pain of his wound is the price of our healing. The crown of thorns entered his skull. They spat on him. They struck him on the head. He was beaten. His face was stricken. He was mocked, flogged, and crucified. He poured out his blood voluntarily. All this Jesus did so that we may be healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with stripes we are healed. If you allow this word to sink into your spirit man, then you will know that sickness has no right to torment your body. You know that your tabernacle, as the tabernacle of God, is not a habitation of infirmity. Then the outline now goes on to tell us the major causes of sickness: sin, disobedience, demonic attacks, eating the Lord's table unworthily. You can die by taking communion when you are not living a good life. Breaking the laws of nature. Wrong feeding habits. Poor environmental conditions. Or divine chastisement. God can decide to allow an infirmity to chastise you. It could be punishment for disobedience. The outline now goes on to begin to tell us some things that can hinder our healing. All those things can be divided into two categories: sin, satanic bondage, and
unbelief.
Ati aigbagbo.
Lack of faith.
I need bagbo.
I believe that by you coming for this convention, you have faith that the Lord can heal you. You have faith that the Lord has an agenda for your life. And then out back there on the outline, you find the scope of all the healing that is available. And the sicknesses, the categories of sicknesses that the enemy used to torment man. And then you start to look at the healing methods. Jesus can touch you like he touched the blind man's eyes. You can receive your healing by laying on of hands. You yourself can rebook the infirmity. You can pray and fast the infirmity out of your life. You could be anointed with oil and the infirmity will just vanish away. In number 6, where there is overwhelming presence of the power of the Holy Spirit, you will see lots of things, miracles happening there.
So there
are various methods God can heal you. And you see how to receive your healings.
For you.
I want you to close your eyes a little bit. What I want you to do is to search your inner man and see wherever the enemy has been tormenting your life. You will now begin to decree that those things are not supposed to be with you. They should go back to where they came from. Begin to speak now. I give you 1 or 2 minutes to decree it. Decree it from your heart. You think very well. Whatever has been going wrong, tell the thing, speak to it. But listen, they are not supposed to be here. So lose your hold now and release me completely in the name of Jesus. Don't let go to this kind of prayer. Don't negotiate to the enemy, but pray from your heart. Jesus is here. His power is in this place to save, to heal, and to deliver to the uttermost. That's why we're here at this convention ground. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, one of the greatest Pentecostal truths that has changed many lives is the fact that Jesus is a healer.
He
is called the great physician. The great physician. We call him the great physician because there is no sickness he cannot heal. We call him the great physician because when the worldly doctors have given up, he has just started. We call him the great physician because he can even speak life into the dead. And as the great physician, wherever is invited to do so, he moves in the midst.
You go.
And through the Holy Ghost, they will begin to do things in the life of people. And therefore, more than any other method of preaching the gospel, the healing power of the gospel has converted many souls. Look at what it says in Luke chapter 5 verse 17.
Luke 5:17
says, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. His power was present to him. I'm happy to announce to you today the eternal words of God in Hebrews 13:8. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you say that loud and clear? So that power to heal is still available. All true healing is from God.
It's
from the great physician. Man cannot heal anybody. Man can help the process of nature. A man can help you to release your faith. But God is a healer. Without faith in your heart, you'll be wasting time. When you say you want the Lord to heal you, Jesus is the great physician. And I cannot recount to you how many times I've seen Jesus perform his role as a great physician. I personally can testify to you that I have seen and experienced so much wonderful move of God that I'm convinced that with God, nothing is impossible. How can the person who created the body talk to the body and the body disobeys? It's not possible. How can a human doctor claim to know more about your body than the Almighty God that created the body? This is why he's called the great physician. If you want the great physician to visit you here this afternoon, can I hear you shout a loud hallelujah? Let the person who desires total healing here this afternoon shout the loudest hallelujah. Jesus was on earth. He demonstrates convincingly that he's the great physician. Sometimes we just say, thy faith has made you whole. Sometimes we just say, be healed. Sometimes we say, go and wash in the pool and you will see. Sometimes we say, arise, take up your bed, go thy way. Sometimes you will look at somebody and say, Ephata, be open. Sometimes it spits on the ground and apply it to the eyes. Some people are complaining that why are some people praying on water for people? Jesus put saliva inside the clay and put it on the eyes of people. If there is a pastor in this Nigeria now who is spitting on clay and giving it to people to use, and he says God is sending him, and you begin to criticize him, not knowing that God sent him, you are the one that has a problem. God cannot be confined to your own theology.
And
God cannot be subjected to scientific experimentation. Sometimes Jesus will tell somebody, stretch forth your hands. And they stretch forth their hands. Sometimes he will say, you foul spirit, come out. And the person will get healed. Sometimes he lays his hands. And sometimes he advocates using of anointing oil. Like he told his disciples in Mark 6:13 to carry their oil. Sometimes he will say, thy sins be forgiven. So you see Jesus using different methods at different times to heal people. Why does he do this? It's because the causes of sickness are different, like it says in our like
he
said in our outline. So when Jesus confronts an infirmity, he sends his act right to the root of that problem. Human doctors, they need to carry out their own test to know what is wrong. But Jesus knows what is wrong.
Jesus
knows when the body needs spare parts.
Jesus
is the great physician. Can you shout that loud and clear? And that great physician shall visit you today in the name of Jesus. Sickness, disease is the beginning of a death process. And if you don't stop it, it will graduate to something that's terrible. And God is here today to stop every agenda of infirmity. All sicknesses have an agenda. The agenda is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The agenda is to destroy human lives completely. The agenda is to terminate the life of man. When you talk about terminating the life of man, the enemy has used sickness to achieve this to a great extent. But then there are some infirmities which the doctors themselves don't understand. Infirmity programmed by the powers of darkness. When this one is harassing a person's life, there are certain signs you can use to know. Number one, when there is a carry over of dream attacks into the physical world. I know a sister, somebody attacked her and was biting her on the breast. By the time she woke up, that right breast started to swell up. Within 2 weeks, it has become so terrible, up to the point of the doctors cutting it off. Later, he spread to the second one too, all as a result of a carry over of a dream attack into the physical world. I also remember a sister, she said she was asleep, somebody brought this thing they used to pound mortar. And this person pounded her stomach. by the next morning, the womb was dropping out. Those are witchcraft inspired and satanically inspired infirmities. So are you here today and you are having an infirmity as a result of a dream you had? It has nothing to do with medicine, it's an attack. Two, this kind of sicknesses, they defy medical diagnosis and treatment. Three, this kind of sickness attacks a person at particular time of the
day.
Four, this kind of sickness, once they start, they do it rapidly and kill the person. Five, this kind of sickness sometimes celebrate anniversary. They come the same time of the year. Those are satanically programmed infirmities. Six, this kind of sickness have very strange and unexplainable manifestations. Like that man in those days, he will slap his own head and bring out a cockroach. The doctors have no cure for that. These are satanically program infirmities. Seven. You find animals programmed into people's body. They too will be moving about, and wanting to squeeze out their lives. Eight. You see dream attacks. And as a result of that dream attack, it manifests physically exactly like in the dream. Nine. Sometimes you find the blood level of somebody just dropping abnormally. Nobody knows what has happened to the blood. It is the activity of drinkers of blood and eaters of flesh. You find their body pining away, they are losing weight, and they say they are not sick. These are some symptoms of satanically inspired infirmity. If
we
go back to our outline, how do you now receive your healing? Number one, using the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is a weapon to overcome infirmity. Says, if any of you shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, you speak the word of God to that problem, it will move. Number two is faith. Number three is our corporate prayers. The Bible says in James 5:14 that let them come for the elders of the church, let them pray a corporate prayer on the person will be made whole. Number four is the release of supernatural anointing. Five is the word of authority. When you say, you, this sickness, you mention the name, get out. Seven is obedience to the Lord. The sixth one is confession. The seventh word is obedience to the Lord. Eight is deliverance. Lot of people after deliverance, they get healed completely, showing that infirmity is programmed by some powers. Then your faith back up by your action.
Will
give you your healing. The body may be sick. The soul may be sick. The spirit may be sick. But there is a great physician who will look at these things and who will decide that they should not torment you anymore and deal with the problem from the root. God does not heal you because you have the Holy Ghost. No. God does not heal you because you go to Pentecostal church. No. God does not heal you on the basis of the fact that you are a minister. No. Our goodness and our works does not bring healing. It is not what you have done that qualifies you for healing, it's what Jesus has done. So here today, don't be a spiritual gentleman. Don't be a referee to the word of God. When Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished." Everything about the, our healing was sorted out then. God is a healer. Now I want to give you some prayers now, which you will do well to write down or get this tape. It is prayers to kill infirmity, to kill body diseases. If you have been harassed by infirmity and you know somebody has been harassed, if you pray these prayers from your heart, you pray it consistently, there is no sickness that will not bow. If you pray it very well, the first prayer is to confess and repent of your sins before the Lord. Confession of sin and repentance. That's the first thing. Number two, you say, "I plead the blood of Jesus over my life."
Oh, we pay more pay a Jesus Christi. Sorry, I hear me.
You use the blood of Jesus to wipe away every legal accusation that brought the sickness in.
Oh, fear Jesus, Pabu, oh, too far, a shenna, Wally.
The first one is to confess and repent.
Second
one is, "I plead the blood of Jesus over my life." Third one, "I bind every spirit of sickness and infirmity." That's the third prayer. These are prayers infirmities don't like. Four. I break every curse of infirmity. In the name of Jesus. That's the fourth prayer you should pray. The fifth one is to command every arrow of infirmity to go back to the senders. The Bible talks about fiery darts of the enemy. We command them to go back to the senders. The sixth prayer is this: I destroy every covenant of sickness speaking in my life. If you I destroy every covenant of sickness speaking in my life. Because covenants of infirmity can speak. They'll be saying, be sick, be sick, be sick. And the person be sick. The seventh prayer is to command, I command every altar or shrine working against my health to scatter. I command every altar or shrine working against my health to scatter. Sometimes when people pray these prayers, they will fall down. They may notice things moving out of their bodies. Number 8,
Ikejo,
I neutralize every negative word spoken against my body. I neutralize every negative word spoken against my body. We're talking about prayers to kill infirmity now. Number 9. You will pray like this. At every witchcraft manipulation affecting my health, every witchcraft manipulation affecting my health, and there is someone here today who needs to pray that prayer very well. And you'll be amazed at what will happen to you. The 10th prayer you could pray is, I bind and cast out every spirit of death assigned against my life. I bind and cast out every spirit of death assigned against my life. These are prayers infirmities don't like. Next time you don't feel too well, you lock yourself up in a room and you begin to pray this prayer. By the time you get on it for about 30 minutes, you will notice an immediate change. It will save you money, it will save you time. To save you, you're wasting money to buy this drug, that drug, that drug. Especially since there are even demons now that will swallow those drugs. And they will render the drug ineffective. 11. I decree that whatever the Lord has not planted in my life should be uprooted by fire. Whatever the Lord has not planted in my life be uprooted by fire. The Bible says every tree the Father has not planted shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. I know that somebody here this afternoon, when the enemy has planted into your life for many, many years, shall be uprooted instantly in the name of Jesus. Number 12. You say, I destroy every negative transmission from household wickedness that is working against my health. I destroy every negative transmission from household wickedness that is working against my health in the name of Jesus. You know, Matthew 10:36 tells us that the enemies of a man shall be the members of his own household. That is number 12. Number 13. I curse every disease germ to
whether
it's bacteria, whether it's virus, whether it's parasite,
I curse
every disease. Cause them to die. Number 14. Say, I destroy satanic injections
that
is working against my health. Satanic injections that is working against my health. Prayer 15 that you could pray. I command my blood and the organs of my body to be withdrawn from altars of darkness. I command my blood and the organs of my body to be withdrawn from the altars of darkness. 16. Say, oh God, arise and release spare parts from heaven into parts of my body that needs to be replaced. Oh God, arise and release that parts from heaven. Any part of my body that needs to be replaced. Number 17. You will ask the Lord to rain down his judgment against the powers that want you to die before your time. So, oh God, arise and rain down your judgment on the powers that want me to die before your time. How many have I told you now? How many? Let me tell you a few more before we close. Can say, oh God, arise.
Oh Lord,
and let your resurrection power enter into my body. Oh God, arise,
O Lord,
and let your resurrection power enter into my body. And the last but not the least of the prayers, say, you spirit of infirmity, whatever the infirmity you mentioned, if it's headache, whatever it is, say, you spirit of infirmity, come out of my body and enter no more. Come out and enter no more. With this prayer, whatever the infirmity is, it will receive disgrace. Rise up on your feet now. And all eyes closed. If you have any sickness on your body, this is the time to lay your hands on it and believe God for his healing power upon your body and soul and spirit. If you have any sickness on your body, lay your hands upon it now. And as you lay your hands upon it, don't bother whether anyone is looking at you. That's your business. What you need is the touch of God upon your life. Lay your hands on that place. There are three prayers I want you to pray. As you pray those three prayers, then I will pray.
There
you see what the Lord will begin to do in this arena. All eyes closed. Beloved, we are not here to play. We are not here to joke. We are here for a special encounter. Something is happening already over here. Something that has been running around in somebody's body has just been taken out and buried into the ground. I see someone else over there. As an old woman holding tight to your throat, sometimes you find it difficult to breathe. Either where you are, the hand of God is touching you, and the evil hold upon your throat has been broken. Shout this after me loud and clear now. Habitation of sickness. Can you say it loud and clear? Hear the word of the Lord. Get out of my body. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare. Something is happening already. Command the habitation of sickness to get out.
In the name of Jesus.
Rivers upon the
Calabria.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Say,
root of infirmity in my body.
Dry
up. In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to declare. Dry them up. Dry them up. In Jesus' name, pray.
Say,
you strong man.
You are
a sign to my health.
To know your deal, Lord, I
mean, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare. Masikaya boshende rabukunja. In Jesus' name we pray.
Let
us be silent now. Father, I stand here as a servant. Your word says you yourself, you suffered infirmities for our sake. Bore our infirmities on your body, that we might be healed. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed. Any infirmity in anybody's body, hear the word of the Lord. That place where you are is not your habitation. The bodies are the temples of the living God. Therefore, I know where you are. Move your whole
now.
In the name of Jesus,
receive your healing.
In the name of Jesus,
that's
right. Father, I pray.
Baba,
all those who are here now, and witchcraft powers have programmed infirmities into their bodies. Let the infirmity be melted away. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The stone in the body be melted away. The arrow in the womb. The evil consequences of this wrong surgery will reverse now in the name of Jesus. The evil swelling on the breast, begin to check your body now. Put your foot into operation now. Whatever you could not do before, begin to do it. Yes, that's the power of God that already come upon you. Spirit of diabetes and hypertension. Your time is up. You can't say in that body anymore. The evil milk that is coming out of the breast, I command you to cease now. In the name of Jesus. Check your body now. Yes.
Then,
if you know you brought an infirmity here, and the Lord has healed you now, you can't see it anymore. Don't allow the devil to put it back into your body. Just find a way, quickly to the altar here. So that we can pray with you to put a seal on that miracle.
You
brought a situation here. I know it has disappeared now. Let's find a way quickly to the altar
here,
so that we'll put a seal on that testimony for you, and the enemy will not be able to put it back. Don't kneel down, stand up,
don't kneel down, stand up.
I'm not asking you to come out for prayers, no.
But
you have checked your body, you found that the power of God has healed you.
Just
find a way very quickly to put a seal on that testimony. With the spirit of cancer, hear the word of the Lord. That place is not your habitation. I command to dry up now. In the name of Jesus. It's happening already. It's happening already. Thank you, Jesus. Things are happening at a very fast rate. Masika poshentera bokontia. Daribo soponde keya boshentera bokutola
ba.
I do not ask you to come out for prayers. You have checked your body. And your sickness has gone. Those are the people I say should come out. So that you can pray for you to put a seal on that testimony. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Lay your right hand on your head now, wherever you are. The Lord is just telling me now that He wants to remove arrows from brains. Arrows from brains now. Maybe you find that your memory is failing. You find that wherever you go, you seem to be forgetting things. Lay your right hand on your head now. Everybody will shout this with boiling anger. In Jesus' name,
pray.
I saw one here. You are from Benin. Your uncle is putting his right leg on your head. And you have not really understood your life since then.
Right
away, you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that evil man upon your head is broken completely. That's the person over there. That's the power of God is coming upon you. You must be released. This is why Jesus brought you here.
Only that is back boy, didn't he? I think Jesus will be more wasting. Then
you that sister that something has disappeared from your womb.
You are ability to come out to lack only your money.
This stony object.
Oh, don't make a good put I am.
Quickly come out and report so that the animal will not put the stone back.
So that
the enemy will not bring the stone back.
Got another doubt, put another.
Masika poya bushendera the center.
Punda yaba.
The riboko sopende poya bushendera. La riboko senta yaba. So every power. Using my placenta to manipulate my life.
Don't know anything.
Is that the loudest you can shout this
way?
Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. We are not here to play, we are here for serious business. That was very serious assignment.
Jesus says this, what you call me now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Now
this next prayer I want you to pray.
I do a couple of people that are by you.
May not sound very friendly. It is not supposed to be very friendly. Because as we pray this prayer, 12 different miracles shall happen. One. Some people are suffering from multiple torments of oppressive powers. They shall be set free. Two. Some people are suffering from partial stroke. The spirit of paralysis shall go back to the senders. Three. Some people have been diagnosed with cancer. All of a sudden you touch that place, you won't feel any pain again. Four. Migraines of years and years will just vanish. Five. Cataract of the eyes will completely disappear. So when you open the eyes and say somebody should look at it, they won't find the cataract. Six. The evil ringing, evil voice, evil ringing in the ears. Will vanish away. Then there are some who have lost their smelling. They can't smell
it.
Immediately this prayer starts, you'll be able to smell again. There are some who have breathing difficulties. Bad breath. Goiters.
Yes, sir.
Arthritis, bone problems, all of a sudden, the power of God will come upon you where you are, and these things will be melted away. As a result of this prayer, any power, a sight of kill me before my child. We are here for serious business. Something happened to you yesterday. I wanted to testify, but there was no time. Find a way to the altar here. The Lord is healing a child. Mommy, check that child. There was something wrong with that child. Check. The Lord has just touched that child now. The infirmity in the life of that child has disappeared. Somebody has been healed from satanic bedwetting. Fire of God is coming upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Now this prayer.
This is the prayer.
Nobody should joke with.
Every owner of evil knows